Hi, my name is Alan from My Lovely Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about something very controversial. I'll be discussing about a dynamic population for the dynamic property market. I know at this junction, some of you here will be wondering, what is my agenda in doing such content? Very simple. I'm curious to analyze if a lower birth rate coupled with an aging population will lead to a downward fall in property prices. At the same time, will the immigration inflow help to sustain the property market? Seriously, I also don't know. Please watch under the end of this video. I'm sure I will unlock something that you don't even know. Never ever before, such content on how population affect the property market has been analyzed in such details on YouTube. Let's head over to the discussion. I previously touched on an aging population and its impact on the property market. For those who have missed that video, I have left the links in the description below. Let me briefly talk on our aging population again. The proportion of our citizen population aged 65 years and above is rising at a faster pace compared to the last decade. Large cohort of baby boomers have begun entering the post-65 age range. For example, the orange dot is the number of male citizens aged 65 to 69 years old. Back in 2014, the number stood at 70,000. By 2024, the number has shot up to 120,000. This is likely 71% more. Likewise, if you compare the rest of the numbers for the different age group and for females, all the numbers are increasing. This means we have more old people than a decade before. This is another interesting table highlighting the number of citizens aged 80 and above has increased by 65% from 85,000 in 2014 to 142,000 in 2024. What does this mean? Now this means more homeowners will downgrade their property. If you have plans to downgrade, please don't do so when you hit 80. Huh? It will be good to plan ahead when you are in your mid-60s to early 70s. Time doesn't wait for you, my friend. You get what I mean? Anyway, I'm experienced in handling 大屋换小屋. But once you lack mental capacity, then we are all stuck. That is why for those that haven't done your lasting power of attorney, or LPA for short, please kindly do so. There are four simple steps. Follow the step carefully and you will get it all done. If you need help, you can approach your community club for more assistance. So much about an aging population. Let's go to the next challenge. No doubt, I fall under this group as long as you are 40 years old and above. From the chart, we can observe that the median age of the citizen population rose from 40.4 years back in 2014 to 43.4 years in 2024. This means the entire population is aging with a lower birth rate on one side and an aging population on the other end. This is confirmed double whammy. This chart will illustrate a shrinking population on all fronts. For those aged 19 and below, the proportion of them shrunk from 22.8% in 2014 to 19.7% in 2024. For those who age between 20 to 64 years old, their proportion has shrunk from 64.8% to 60.4% in 2024. By 2030, it will shrink further to 56.8%. Whereas those aged 65 and above have risen from 12.4% to 24.1% by 2030. This means 1 in 4 citizens will be aged 65 and above in 5 years' time. This is what some call the silver tsunami. So, instead of more childcare center today, we may need to have more elderly care facility tomorrow. Further compounding the problem is a low birth rate. Our residents' total fertility rate has been declining from 1.82 back in 1980 to 0.97 today. This is similar to the experience in many developed societies. This does not go well as we celebrate SG60 this year. I cannot help by comparing babies against properties with this diagram. Somehow, I think there's a link to it. Back in 2013, 81.9% of the resident households are living in HDB flats. This proportion declined to 77.8% in 2023. On the contrary, the proportion of households living in condominium increased from 12.2% to 17.2% in 2023. This is not surprisingly, as Singaporeans have a higher aspiration for private housings. More singles are also owning their first property at a younger age instead of waiting to be eligible for an HDB flat. For families upgrading to private property, I have also observed a pattern through my gross observation. Most of them have slightly fewer children as compared to those who stay in a HDB setting. Does this mean that high housing price deter couples from having more children? I think there are some correlation to it. Maybe our national population and talent division may wish to do more study on this. In terms of living arrangement, we can see that back in 2013, 56.7% are married couple with children. In 2023, this number declined to 46.5% for married couple without children. This proportion increased from 14.5% to 17.9%. In similar fashion, those living alone or are singles, their numbers spiked from 7.5% to 15.6%. What does all this add up to? Well, more married couples prefer not to have children and increase in singles within our society. Minister Indrani Raja has said this in Parliament.
More broadly though, our low fertility reflects a global phenomenon where individual priorities and societal norms have shifted. We are already seeing the impact of our falling TFR on our society. Families today are smaller than before, with more sandwich couples having to care for both the young and old.
As what was being said, this is a social norm and we have to respect their personal space. Please give them a break, okay? But if this trend continues, our population will shrink. This boils down to only one solution: immigration. As of June 2024, the resident population stood at 4.18 million, out of which 3.64 million are citizens and 0.5 million are PRs. If I dive deeper into the PR portion, its number has been pretty stable in the 500,000 range since 2020. For non-residents, its number increased from 1.64 million to 1.86 million due to an increase in economic activities such as more BTO flats, MRT and other public works that need to be built. What to do? Some complain why so many foreigners. But seriously, who is going to build our flats, repair our roads, serve us in the hospital, to dish out hot meals in a restaurant? Singaporean not enough ready. Where to find so many of us? That is why our army general are also worried. What lang bo kao peng ah? As for the number of new citizens granted, the average increase is 22,400 from 2018 to 2023. This is interesting. Since the average household size of residence household stood at 3.11 in 2023, can we assume half of the new citizens will buy a house after being granted citizenship? This means there's a constant demand for 3,600 homes that will be purchased by new citizens every year. To become a citizen, one needs to become a PR first. As for the average PR granted, it stood at 32,600. Let's assume one quarter of them will buy a house, since most of them are single when they are granted their PR status. This means another 2,600 homes are purchased by PR every year. This means there's a constant demand of 6,200 homes that are purchased by these two groups. Here, there are 28,000 HDB resale transactions and 21,000 new BTO flats launched in 2024. For the private market, there are 19,000 transactions and that include both new and resale transactions. This means there are a total of 69,000 property transactions in 2024. Wow, I think I'm the first in the industry to share this 4-digit number. Remember to buy $10 big and $10 small every weekend. If you never win, never mind. Take it as nation building. If we compare the yearly demand from new citizen and PR at 6,200 homes, this means they only constitute a mere 9% of the total property transaction in 2024. This is an interesting figure that I didn't even know. Can 9% have a profound impact on the property market? You make an assessment all by yourself. An aging population brings with it its challenges. Firstly, on housing, more seniors will downsize. This is a prevailing trend I have observed in recent years. For those money still enough, continue to stay in your existing property and please make plans for your estate to be distributed according to your last and final will. Don't say I never share lobang with you. Please find a competent lawyer to draft a proper will. Later a will kena challenge in court. This means your family will break up immediately after your demise. This will be a sad day for your legacy. Do I take sense here? Those in the middle class like me will also feel the impact, having to raise our children and taking care of our aging parents. I hope the government give us more incentive to help these sandwich classes. Let us have some priority in HDB flat to EC. Else, a third chance in gaming for the subsidized flat. I'm very sure we can revise our declining birth rate. For those who choose not to have, please consider having one instead. There are a lot of baby incentives to assist you. I personally benefited from it. For those that only have one, do consider having more. This Straits Times article already say it all. For those who are an only child, no one share the load when mom and dad get sick. This is very real, my friend. I have seen it all. That is why this declining old age support ratio is a cause of concern for working adults like ourselves. With more old people around, taxes will no doubt need to be raised. That is why, coming back to immigration, I know this is a sensitive topic, but whether we like it or not, we need to have new citizens and PR to top up the shortfall in birth and an aging population. I have known many who contribute back to the community more than any locally born citizen. I think, let us be fair, they have embraced our culture, our way of life, they are part of us. They also indirectly help to sustain our property market with the annual 6,200 homes purchased. For those that are doing well, they have also helped to unlock the value of our seniors staying in private properties. After all, I know it too well. Hence, we need the dynamic population for the dynamic property market. Sidetrack here just to pen some of my thoughts on immigration and education. It is no secret that new citizens and PRs are doing exceptionally well in our public schools, from winning awards to achieving top standing in classes. Have you noticed that most of them hardly have any tuition? Even if they have, are far and few. Let me share with you how they did it. I know of some who come from very humble background. They don't have much resources, no money even for tuition, but their parents provide them with a conducive environment to study. They leverage on free resources such as our public libraries. They encourage their children to participate in community events such as science and sports competition. The purpose is very simple, is to build up their exposure and allow them to gain experience. For our fellow Singaporean, they hardly bother. Why? Because the winning prize is likely a $100 NTUC voucher, which may not be very significant for them. So, why bother? I also realize that most of their children have a burning desire to succeed. They are willing to try and fail. They are outspoken in class. This is in contrary to our local student in class. This Straits Times article says it all. No drama, we could do with some in our schools. Our students are afraid of speaking up. Making drama is a compulsory part of the curriculum, may make them bolder. I remember I faced this situation many years ago in NUS. I was late for my night class and it was raining. I was riding my bike back then. I came into class and sit in front of the lecturer with the projector screen right behind him. I asked my classmate, why are they staring at a blank screen? I look around. All the students appeared in the daze. I turned around and raised my hand and told the lecturer that his projector screen was not turned on. The lecturer was baffled. He told the class off that nobody bothered to tell him a simple thing like this. He told us that communication skills are important in the real working world, and standing up and speaking up is critical in making our point. From that day onwards, I told myself to ask questions in every lesson till I graduate. This simple mindset switch has made me pay attention in class and engrossed me into the real estate industry. When my lecturer don't seem to know the answer to some of my tough questions, I know I'm already inside the industry. For fellow Singaporeans in class, be it uni, poly, or even in secondary school, it's time to ask your teacher tough questions, grill them, and make your education course worth every cent. With that, I come to the end of my video. Hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy myself. Thank you.